Welcome back. Joined now by our friends Steve Chesser and Michael Wittenstein. And Steve had been our guest previously with his wonderful son, Bryce. And Bryce has a serious medical condition, MPS. Tell us briefly what that is, Steve.
Bryce has mucopolysaccharidosis. That means that's a range of diseases in which the patient doesn't manufacture certain enzymes. So the things that enzymes break down instead accumulate and become toxic. No treatment or cure as yet, so we raise money for awareness and research.
And I attended that wonderful fundraising that you had at Smooth's Restaurant. And Bryce was the most engaging guest. Let's take a look at this young man on TV. And have you given any thought to what you'd like to do when you grow up? Artist, martial arts expert, lawyer like me?
How
about movies?
Movies?
Well, I love to draw and I love to make movies and such. And one day I'll figure out what I want to make.
Good.
I haven't put my finger on it yet, but I know there's a goal that I'm going to like.
God bless.
And I'm going for that goal. And I can't wait to find out what it is.
You know what?
What?
I believe you're going to reach that goal.
I try my...
Extraordinary. How old is Bryce?
He's 9.
Extraordinary. And here are a few of his cartoon strips. He's created a strip, 32nd Street. And he is very talented. Young artist with a good sense of humor and an incredible spirit, I might say. And Michael, you're an artist, and do you recognize one artist to a young artist in
his
being?
Work thrilled me. I was really excited to see it.
Yeah. And Steve and Bryce were at your home recently, and or last year, and Bryce expressed an interest in having you commissioned to do a painting.
The way it worked was this. He was, my home is also my studio, and he was looking at my paintings. I do mostly portraits. And Bryce was asking if I'm able to paint anything other than people. And I said, well, I probably could. And he held up his two little stuffed animals that are his constant buddies. And he said, for example, could you draw these? And I said, well, maybe I could. He said, good. When will it be ready?
Knows how to close the deal, and look what Bryce got out of this. A portrait by Michael of these two playmates of his?
Tigger and Orange Juice.
Okay. Just delightful. But it didn't end there, Michael.
No, while I was doing this, I realized that I had to do a painting of Bryce and his dad, Steve. And I was just moved by Bryce's spirit, his energy, the courage and the normalcy that he shows in spite of the disease that he's dealing with. So I did a painting, and I'd like to present it to Steve to take home to Bryce today. This painting also will be used in fundraising for MPS.
And so today is the first day that Steve is seeing this painting?
That's correct.
Wow. Were you moved by Michael's commitment to make this painting?
Oh, absolutely. But I've been moved by Ann and Mike all along. I mean, the first time I told them about Bryce's situation, they stepped right up. They've been very generous, very supportive, and it's friends like this that keep us going.
Wow. Well, Michael, we're going to give you the opportunity now, through the magic of television, to make this unveiling, presentation, whatever the right term is in the art world, where normally they take a canvas off the painting, but it's still a little bit wet, so we didn't want to risk defacing the painting in any way. So we're going to make believe that the curtain is being opened, and our cameraman will focus on this beautiful painting of Steve and Bryce. And guys, say whatever you want. It's a remarkable likeness.
Well, Michael, it's just stunning. I'm just in awe. It's wonderful.
Thank you.
You've captured his spirit so well. And that's what stands out to us as his parents, as well as, I guess, to you guys. Anyone he meets, says that's the first thing they notice is his spirit. And that's...
Let's go back to that painting, if we can, for a second, because it's very special.
You know, the spirit that you're talking about, is what I wanted to get in the painting.
Well, and you got it.
Also the close relationship that you and Bryce have, which is why it's a portrait of the two of you together.
Very, very moving. And, you know, Bryce inspired me, inspired the crew. Everyone who gets to know him is inspired by the attitude, the strength, the courage, the sense of humor, the talent of this young man.
It's all true.
Well, the fundraiser in September raised $70,000.
Yes.
And that's going to help in part fund research?
Yes. In fact, the proceeds of our, we've done two now. And just using the proceeds of those two dinners, the MPS board in November voted to fund a $120,000 two-year grant, which will focus on genetic research. And that's the next big thing. That's going to lead to the cure. Artificial enzyme replacement is right around the corner. That will certainly slow down the progression of the disease, but the cure is in genetics, and that's what we're funding the research on.
Well, your work, Steve, and that of the other board members has really elevated to the national consciousness a disease which perhaps wasn't as widely known, because statistically, and thankfully, it just impacts a very small percentage of the entire population.
Yes.
But nonetheless, it's a tremendously important effort, and you have a national MPS Awareness Day upcoming.
Yes, February 25th, the United States Senate last year voted to establish that, and we're very proud of that. And we're working to get the House of Representatives to follow suit, so it would be an act of Congress, not just the U.S. Senate.
Wonderful. Well, we have 30 seconds left, gentlemen. Anything you'd like to conclude with, Michael?
I would just like to say what a pleasure it is, what an honor it is for me to get to know Bryce and to have the chance to do this painting and do what I can do to help.
Well said. And Steve, good to see you again.
My pleasure, Art.
Okay, we'll be back with more of Straight Talk after these messages.